Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name's Eve and I'm currently studying for my Master's in Inclusive and Special Education at Queen Margaret University in Edinburgh. This episode is part of my work for the Digital Literacy module and it has been a really interesting opportunity to stop and think about what it really means to use technology in the classroom, ethically, responsibly and in a way that includes every learner. As teachers, we are surrounded by digital tools every day, iPads, smart boards, online platforms, data systems. Sometimes it feels like everything's digital first now. And while that brings some amazing opportunities for engagement and inclusion, it also means we've got some serious responsibilities to think about. Let's start with student privacy. This is a huge one. Schools are now collecting all kinds of data on young people, where they log in, from what they click on, how they're progressing, and even behavioural trends. While this data can support learning, it can also put students at risk if not handled with care. As a teacher, I need to be asking what data is being collected, who is it shared with, is it secure, and most importantly, do the students and families know that this is happening? We need to go beyond just complying with GDPR. Ethical digital practice means being transparent, protecting young people from exploitation, and teaching them about their own digital rights. Privacy isn't just a policy, it's a form of respect. Closely linked to that is safeguarding in digital spaces. The classroom used to be four walls and a whiteboard, but now it stretches into homes, devices, group chats and online platforms. And let's be honest, not every corner of the internet is safe. Cyberbullying, exposure to inappropriate content and risky communication can all happen within educational tools if we're not careful. That's why we need to build safeguarding into every digital decision we make. Filters and monitoring help, sure, but real-life safeguarding comes from creating open, supportive environments where learners feel safe to speak up and where teachers feel confident responding. That's something I've become really aware of through my teaching and from this course. Digital safety isn't separate from well-being, it's part of it. Now let's talk about digital citizenship, which is something I hadn't really thought of much before. It's easy to assume that young people just get technology, they grew up with it, right? But knowing how to use TikTok doesn't mean they understand how to behave ethically online or how to critically analyse digital information. Digital citizenship is about kindness, respect, responsibility and thinking before you post. But it's also about power. Who controls what we see, how algorithms influence our thinking, and how our data shapes our online experience. Teaching this has to be part of what we do, not just because it's relevant, but because it's essential. If we are shaping future citizens, they need to be critical thinkers in digital spaces as much as in physical ones. The last big theme I want to talk about is equitable access. We talk about iPads in schools like they're just there, or the funding was just there, or the parents and carers could just provide them. But for many families, reliable access to Wi-Fi or a quiet study space just isn't guaranteed. Some pupils are sharing devices at home, don't have them at all, or trying to learn in chaotic environments. Tech has the potential to bridge gaps, but only if we're aware of the barriers. That means offering offline alternatives, checking in with families, being flexible with deadlines, and choosing tools that don't penalise students for circumstances out with their control. Equity means meeting learners where they are, not where we assume they should be. So how has this all changed how I see digital literacy? Honestly, I used to think digital literacy just meant being good with tech, knowing your way around apps, sending emails, showing students how to use software such as Microsoft PowerPoint or Word. But now I understand it as something much deeper. Digital literacy is about ethics, awareness, inclusion and reflection. It's about helping students navigate digital spaces safely and critically and doing the same ourselves. As a teacher, I have a responsibility to think beyond the tool and focus on the experience. Who is this helping? Who might it exclude? Is this supporting learning or is it just ticking a digital box? This episode has made me more reflective, more cautious and hopefully more prepared to create digital learning spaces that are not only effective but fair, safe and inclusive. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm Eve and this has been my personal reflection on the ethics of teaching in a digital world, created as part of my Master's in Inclusive and Special Education at Queen Margaret University.